Welcome back to the Press Box and another wonderful weekend forthcoming here in the great Commonwealth of Kentucky. As always, my great friend, the Hall of Famer, as I like to call him, Dave Buzzy Baker, is our host. Buzz, man, take it away as we head into Good Friday racing at Keeneland.
There you go. Gainer, great to be with you. We'll bring in our friend Dennis Trusty in just a second. But we'll remind you that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Brisnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Elk Grove Racing and Gaming, by Horseshoe, Indiana, by the Fairgrounds, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. All right, gentlemen, big weekend, opening weekend at Keeneland. A lot of Derby preps tomorrow, but let's go ahead and start on this Friday with this afternoon's Ashland Stakes.
Big day, Buzzman. Big day, Dennis. Ashland Stakes, mm-hmm. a major prep for the Kentucky Oaks, and there is a horse in here who is getting all the attention but needs points, I think. Mm-hmm. So horse that really needs to kind of not only step up but step out, and that would be Zanny, the 4-5 morning line favorite. Dennis, tell me what you think about Zanny, but needing the points, that makes it very important for Irad Ortiz and trainer Todd Pletcher.
I think she needs to run a renegade-type effort here because as special as he was last week for those connections, I think she needs to be just as super. You're right. You're both right. She needs the points desperately. And I mean, there's a lot of horses in here that really need the points too. But I agree. She's talented and I know she's good. It's just, I wish that she already had a little bit of a lock in on this, Oaks field.
You know, it's interesting because early in the meet, nearly every meet at Keeneland, guys, speed plays. I mean, it just always has. Always will. It's just what they mm-hmm. do here at Keeneland. How does that help or hurt Zanny as she gets ready for today's Ashland Stakes, Dennis?
I think it's gonna help hurt her, but I don't think that it completely knocks her out. The track was listed muddy this morning, so that could help or hurt her a lot more as well. Because, you know, some of the muddy tracks, they can play the closers a little bit. And then sometimes, with, like you said, Keeneland already being speed biased, if it plays really for speed, that could be very dangerous for her. How did you all see that?
Well, I don't.
Yeah, go ahead,
Buzz. Just real quick, I don't think it'll be a muddy track. I just got back from the track a little while ago. The rain has stopped here in Lexington. And I don't know whether it'll be fast, but I don't think it'll be muddy by the time
Perfect.
They hit post time sometime around 5:30.
Okay, so everything I said, take it out of context.
Stop it.
We do that anyway, Dennis. It doesn't matter.
Right?
No, I think you're right. I think Zanny has to run well. I think she will run well. I think speed is an issue there, but if she's as good as everybody thinks she is, then she brings her racetrack with her. So, you know, I think she is definitely the horse to beat, and the morning line odds indicate that. I do think mm-hmm. there's a horse in here that may be very interesting, and that is Percy's Bar, the two horse. You know, she was disqualified mm-hmm. and placed second in last year's Alcibiades Stakes, Buzzman and Dennis. She also won her career debut at Keeneland. She trains over at Keeneland regularly throughout the year for trainer Ben Colebrook. Tough spot for sure, but this is a horse that loves the track, is at home, and may just have the ability to step up and run a big one today and earn her spot in the Oaks field as well. I wouldn't throw mm-hmm. her completely out of the race.
Oh, absolutely not. She is coming in on a layoff as well. But, I mean, the story's great. The horse's name, if you haven't heard it yet, look it up. It's a fantastic name, especially to Kentucky people. But, yeah, I think she definitely has a good shot in here, and I'm interested to see how she'll be revved up for after the layoff. But I mean, like you said, she can compete, and she did very well last year at Kingland, and maybe even almost unfairly disqualified. But that's just my opinion. But yeah, I think she's got a shot in here as well.
You know,
all right, gentlemen, go ahead, Gene.
I was just going to say, the horse maybe to watch as well as French Friction, the four horse,
mm-hmm.
has never raced beyond six furlongs, but is speed on speed on speed. And if she can carry that out there on a speed favoring track, she might be able to last going a little bit of distance of ground. I'm a little suspect of the distance first time in a graded stakes, mm-hmm. so grade one stakes. So Percy's Bar is kind of my upset special if there's anybody that can handle Zanny. That's my thoughts, Buzzman, on the Ashland. Dennis, what are your final thoughts?
Basically, I'm going to key Zanny on top for a trifecta and take the other three logical horses, Percy's Bar, French Friction, and Star Actress for Bill Mott. It's not that the other two horses can't compete or wouldn't surprise me to hit the board. It's just, I mean, if you go too crazy in this race, you're kind of eliminating your profit ability here, in my opinion.
All right, Gener, how do you play it?
I'm going to play Zanny and Percy's Bar as a box in my exacta, just a cold box between those two,
mm-hmm.
And hoping that Percy's Bar is able to kind of jump up there and throw a real big win in the race. But I'm going to be very conservative in this race, Buzzman. I just think
yes. The
favorites look awfully, awfully strong.
Okay, so that's the Ashland, which will take place later today, I believe, post time, sometime after 5 p.m. But let's go ahead and talk about tomorrow, the Toyota Bluegrass Stakes, among a handful of the final major Kentucky Derby preps.
Yeah, Buzz, a big day Saturday, three major Derby preps on across the country. You not only got the Grade 1 Bluegrass here at Kingland, but you got the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby out at Santa Anita, obviously, and then the Grade 2 Wood Memorial up in New York. You know, all three have some interesting horses in it. I think the Bluegrass has become a little less interesting from my perspective, not because I'm not interested in the race, but one of the big horses in the race has been scratched out by Todd Pletcher.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that kind of takes the kind of some of the chrome off of the Bluegrass, I think.
Sure.
But we'll get into the race itself right now without further ado.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Get that. How about that for a transition?
Very well done.
I talked to Brad Cox earlier this week. We had the interview on the site. What a great guy. I really love Brad Cox. He does a hell of a job training horses,
mm-hmm.
but he also makes himself available and talks and really promotes our game. This horse broke his maiden at Keeneland by 20 lengths. 20 lengths. You know, that just doesn't happen at Keeneland. And then he's come back. He ran a huge race over in the Tampa Bay Derby. And that horse that beat him that day just ran another huge one. The Puma just ran almost a lot of people thought won the Florida Derby. So if further ado comes out of the race in good order, and I think he is definitely in good order coming into the Bluegrass on Saturday. Guys, I think further ado stamps his final ticket, moves on to the Kentucky Derby, and maybe as one of the prevailing favorites for the Derby if he can
really
do it. And I really do. I think further ado is ever bit. Now, get this. I'm going to say it right
ever
now.
Bit.
Ever bit as good as Renegade, if not better. And it's going to be very interesting, Dennis and Buzzman,
yeah.
to see after this race on Saturday if further ado is able to do what I think he's capable of doing. Is who does Irad Ortiz pick to ride? Because he's
mm-hmm.
the regular rider on Renegade right now and the regular rider on Further Ado. That will tell you a lot. And I think Further Ado, will, the odds will be better on Further Ado, but I'm literally looking for a big run Saturday, Toyota Bluegrass. Didn't matter to me really if the other horse's class president was in or not. I think Further Ado is the best horse. I think he stamps his ticket. He moves on to Churchill Downs, where he's at home for Brad Cox, and Brad Cox picks up his second Kentucky Derby championship.
How about that? All right, Dennis, what about you?
So for me, this went from a one-horse race to a two-horse race after the scratch. And you might be confused, like, what? Well, I like Class President's odds. I didn't know if he was that great, but he fought along well, and he battled Silent Tactic, who surprised me last week and ran a really good race. But with his scratch, now I had to start shifting a little bit because I think both the four, Reagan's Honor, and the six, Further Ado, are really similar. But here's some things that I had to look at. Okay, so Further Ado. So I remember watching FanDuel TV, and there was an interview with Ted Naafe, and he said, sure, we could win today. We could win today, but our goal is to be 100% crank for the Bluegrass. And I went, oh, I've never heard an owner say that. We could win today, but we really want to do this. And it's like, what? Now, with that said, then I went over to Reagan's Choice. I don't know. I might be wrong. But is this the only horse on the Derby Trail that's beat older horses?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I wouldn't say most of them have beaten older horses. That's a good point.
Yeah. And I thought, man, that was a really good race, and you know, I'm torn between those two, but I did land on Further Ado because that quote was so powerful, and the Puma backed it up as well. And I'm not as strong on him as I am Renegade yet, but if he does something special, this could be very difficult for Irad. And I'll also mention another horse underneath that I think is well worth a look. Now, the younger version of me, I say that like I'm your guys' age. Sorry, no offense. But
Wow.
No offense. What? I mean, you know, I don't have the accolades you guys do. But I look, the younger me would have bet Great White to win in this race after the scratch because, oh, the odds, all these turfway, this, that. Being older, though, I'll use him underneath. I think he's just an interesting horse. And I he's very big. He's a very nice mover, but I'm going to go with the two favorites here, most importantly.
Well, that's interesting.
How do you
interesting.
Play?
I'm going Further Ado without Further Ado. And I think Further Ado really has a class about him that maybe we haven't seen in a while in really top horses. By Gun Runner, who probably could have been, should have been, maybe could have, you know, a Derby winner in his own right. But Further Ado, I think, you know, you break your maiden at Keeneland by 20. You come back, you stamp yourself as a legitimate three-year-old. He came off a long layoff to run in the Tampa Bay Derby and just missed right there at the wire against a horse that came back and ran a huge race. So that flatters Further Ado as well. I just think any improvement, and there should be improvement off of the Tampa Bay race, and this horse runs away from them on Saturday and does it convincingly, easily. I'm not a fan of Reagan's Honor. Sorry, Dennis. I just don't think coming out of an allowance race and stepping up to a grade one is something that I, handicapping-wise, am prone to do. I'm not a huge fan. I'll say it right now. I'm not a huge fan of Jose Ortiz. I know he was leading rider down at the fairgrounds. The guy
he's
falls asleep.
No punches today.
No punches today. The guy just falls asleep on horses. I mean, his ride on Golden Tempo
wow.
and the Louisiana Derby was absolutely atrocious. And wow. I mean, he was all. I mean, he lost lengths in the stretch by several, and probably should have won that race. And I just, I, you know, I'm just not a big fan, and, you know, that happens in our game. I mean, you know, the guy has obviously been successful and won a lot of grade one races and has a lot more money in the bank than I do. But, you know, I'm just not, as a handicapper, as a race fan, a big proponent of him. I think you made a great point. Great White, 17.2 hands, guys. That's a huge horse. But he has something tactically that I think could utilize in this race, and that is speed. The horse that he beat in the John Battaglia, a full effort, came back and ran a huge one. If you listen to the show this week, I think Brad is very bullish on full effort, really likes him, and moving on. But an interesting horse down at the bottom is Chad Brown's horse, third in the Withers Stakes, getting Flavian Pratt. I wouldn't toss out, I don't even know how to pronounce it. I'm going to leave it up to you, the nine horse. Ottenho or something like that, but Quality Road, the pedigree is there, a lot better pedigree than any other horse in the race other than my top pick, the Gunrunner, Further Ado. So Ottenho is a horse I'm going to definitely use underneath, and maybe some Great White as well, if he can get out of there and get out in front. But I think this is all Further Ado's race, and I think it's time for him, you know, it's time for him to step and make that pronouncement. I think he will, and I think he'll roll on to Churchill Downs really primed for a huge effort on the first Saturday in May, boys.
All right, Dennis?
I'm just going to do Further Ado. And Reagan's Honor on top, and then use Great White underneath, and Jeannie convinced me a little on the nine. I might not play it for as much with the nine in there, but yeah, I think this race is going to be a very competitive race, but Gene thinks Further Ado will just blast away. So, and that could happen as well.
But, man, what do you think as being the Hall of Famer, the man of the people, the man who knows this game better than the back of his hand?
I think it's going to be a great day to watch these races and see what you esteemed handicappers do as I follow along. with your amazing touts. And I will remind people at this point in time that you can get all of Gene's picks at pressboxlts.com. Dennis, where can I get your picks?
On Twitter, X, at Dennis_Trusty, Trusty Picks. Thanks for having me on, and happy Easter, fellas.
Happy Easter. All right, before we get going, we'll remind you that the Press Box is in our weekly racing previews, brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe Indiana, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. All right, boys, you all have a fantastic weekend. Have a happy Easter, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
And may the horse be with you.
Yes, as always, may the horse be with you. Love you, boys.
See you, brother.
Have a good
Take
one.
Care.
Love you.
Take Bye. Care. Love you, man.